some guy named Pierre Thomas, he made what they call a Freudian slip. He's one of the big shot reporters on ABC News. Thank you, Lisa X, for this. And says here, our audience is about to see the frantic seconds in the moments after the government tried to kill former president. What? Wait, the government tried to kill a former president? What? He can't be talking about America. We don't do things like that here, do we? No. We're not supposed to, in a way. But I think that's what happened. I think our government tried to kill Donald Trump. I don't think it was that stupid kid. What was his name? Crooks or whatever. No, I don't think he well, yeah, he had a gun and he was shooting, but I think our government set the whole thing up. It's pretty much obvious. Same thing with John F. Kennedy. I think our government killed John F. Kennedy, along with a healthy smattering of the mob. Yeah, 100%, man. It's going to be a stone-cold nightmare if Kamala Harris gets into the White House. In fact, let's see here. I just received something. I think this has to do with her daddy. She was marinated in Marxism. You know that, right? Kamala, yeah. Well, other little girls were playing with Barbie and shake and bake or bake sets or whatever. Let's see. Where is it here? Oh, I got the wrong piece. Yeah, here we go. Kamala's dad was grooming her to be a Marxist. Kamala's father was a Marxist professor. Now, a Marxist is one step away from the Oval Office. Yep. You know who's really, really up on this type of stuff is Angela Davis. That chick should be in jail. She skated. I can't remember the exact beef. She either hid weapons or paid for weapons that were used by the Black Panthers to do some real criminal stuff in California, Angela Davis. And they lionize her. Some people you look at them, you go, oh, my God, that person just reeks of Marxism. It's coming out of their pores. They smell like Marxism. That's what Kamala, her dad looks like right here, Donald Harris. I'm looking at the print is so small I can barely see it. But anyway, college professor. How is it that these guys get gigs in colleges? Marxism is antithetical to America. Marxism is stone cold, avowed enemy of America. So what is it? How do we look at this as just being, oh, it's just another opinion. Oh, we have to teach it. It's just another socioeconomic form of government. No. It's straight up evil. And it flies in the face of what America stands for. But not anymore. No. Now it's standard operating procedure. So that's, what is it? What do they say? We're one step away from the White House with Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris was not picked through any Democratic process. Many people are really mad about that, the Democrat Party. They didn't have a primary. They didn't vote. They just shoot her in. Didn't they? It just happened. Yeah. She was the vice president, so she should run for president. It doesn't work like that. It never works like that, ever. Never in the past. They didn't have any type of a vote amongst all the Democrats in the U.S. No. Didn't have a primary, nothing. They just started saying she's going to be the one. She's the one. Well, who says that? People like Chuck Schumer. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. They're the people that say that. Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden's working the strings on him. Yeah. I don't understand how the Democrat Party will stand for this. Tulsi Gabbard was all over this today, too. I heard her on the Glenn Beck show. He kept calling her Kamala Harris twice. Yeah. I can't get over this guy. He's on TV. He's on ABC News. ABC News Washington. He says, our audience is about to see the frantic seconds in the moments after the government tried to kill former president. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not funny, but. So I'm looking at this. Do I want to get deeper into this? I'm looking at this. Republicans, they only have 7 days, it says here, to clean up voter rolls, and they better start doing it fast. 2022, the Texas Election Network, founded by Melissa Conway, filed affidavits challenging 6,000 registrations in Harris County, Texas. That's where Houston is. Another 49 challenges came on August 10th, a deadline. Harris County didn't move a single one from their rolls. Hmm. I wonder if any of them will be removed in Michigan. I'm asking that facetiously. Nothing's going to be removed. You know, this has been going on forever. I remember when, what's her name, Ruth, state senator now. She was attorney general. Or no, rather, secretary of state. Ruth, blah, blah, blah. What's her last name? Anyway, I remember calling her up way back when. This was back in the Tea Party days. That had to be, what, 2008 or 9 or whatever. No, 2010. And wanted to know if they were going to get people off the voter rolls. And she said they couldn't. In fact, when they wanted to do that, and we talked about going to Washington, Washington told them that they couldn't do that. Huh? What? How do they give in for that? Just go in and clean them out. Get rid of all the people that aren't there, don't even exist anymore. It all works toward a fraudulent election. Have you noticed that everything that right in our face works toward a fraudulent election? Even if you say it's not fraudulent, I trust it. Everything still works toward it if they want to, so why wouldn't we ensure that that can't be the case? Why? I don't know. I mean, I know why, because they want to run a fraudulent election on the Democrat side. That's the only way they get in office. But it's stunning that the Republican Party doesn't stand up and scream, it ain't happening no more. I mean, the whole, when all the rules changed around China murder virus, oh, people can't make it to the polls. We have to send ballots to their homes, and we got to make it such that they can drop them off in boxes at 3 in the morning, you know, that kind of thing, as opposed to go to, like, say, a regular old mail-in ballot for somebody who's infirm. No, everything changed. And of course, you know, we're going to have to accept this ballot. We can't make out the signature, but we're going to accept it anyway because we don't want to disenfranchise anybody. And it's no longer an election day. Whoa, man. I think you vote right now. It turns out to be election quarter. Yeah. Election quarter. Election quarter would include what? Let's see. That would be October, November. Actually, September, October, November. There's your election quarter. And then you don't get the results on quote-unquote election day. You got to get them like 2 or 3 weeks later. I don't know if this one's even still relevant anymore, but it is in terms of the way that they cheat. A heavily redacted transcript of Special Counsel Robert Hur's interview with Joe Biden's ghostwriter, Mark Zwanzer, Z-W-O-N-I-T-Z-E-R, Zwanzer, was released last month. And now the Justice Department is admitting it discovered her transcripts it previously claimed it did not have. What? Of Biden's conversation with his ghostwriter, Mark Zwanzer. Joe Biden asserted executive privilege over the audio recordings. That would make sense, actually, because he's president. Republicans have argued that Joe Biden cannot assert executive privilege over the audio since the transcript has already been released. I don't know. I much as I can't stand Joe Biden, I tend to agree with that presidential ruling. I'm sorry, but this is falling under the presidential screw you policy. You're not getting anything from me that I don't give up willingly and readily. Now, Joe's not around anymore. We're not going to have Joe to kick around anymore. But I want to know what's in that Hur thing right there. Because if we've exposed anything, we've exposed how fraudulent the media is. They've been covering for this guy since day one. They're the ones that should be being indicted here. Instead, what are people saying? Come on. Hey, what time is the game on?